This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tine. Good morning. Thanks so much for tuning in today. As the battle over right to work reaches a flashpoint in Wisconsin's state capital, the debates over parts of the governor's proposed state budget have barely begun. At university campuses around the state, department heads are going into their own budgeting processes, contemplating cuts that could be as small as 5% or as large as 20% or more. The state budget proposal currently calls for $300 million in reduced state aid over the next 2 years. At UW-Milwaukee, one leading researcher is considering how the cuts might affect the ability of he and his colleagues to continue their work. David Petering is a university distinguished professor of chemistry and biochemistry, and he's with us in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
The cuts that are proposed to the UW system, it's a lot of money, $300 million. It seems not unreasonable to say it would hit a lot of departments and a lot of work being done within the system to a significant degree. Would you say, do you think the impact to research would be any worse than in any other part of the system or pretty well spread across?
I think one has to understand that when we're talking about the cuts to the system is comprised of a number of different institutions. So I really have to speak about UW-Milwaukee. UW-Milwaukee is one of the two research doctoral universities within the University of Wisconsin system. Its whole program really is predicated upon having a faculty that is intimately and intensively engaged in research. So when one starts talking about $300 million in cuts for the system, that means $40 million in cuts for UWM if it's done proportionally. That's a lot of money at UWM. UWM has a lean budget already, and that's because the university system has been cut and cut and cut over the years and over the decades. So to come all of a sudden to the largest cut that has ever been imposed and couple that with the inability to raise tuition, which is the trade-off that is always done in states. If states lower their support, then the agreement is that in order to keep the institution going and to keep it healthy and have a quality program, then they get to raise tuition. But what's happening is that for the past 2 years, we've had flat tuition, which has been a killer. And this is going to be perpetuated. So now you couple the cuts with also the inability to actually do anything about them. And inevitably, as Regent Charles Pruitt said to the UW-Milwaukee Faculty Senate this past week, you're going to lose quality.
You mentioned that the idea that that flat tuition is a killer, and I mean this is one of those things that we hear, and at the same time that the we probably imagine that the public hears flat tuition and they think, well, this is a good thing. I can afford to send my son or daughter to college in Wisconsin without worrying that tuition will be a killer to us. It's got to be a fine line for people who depend – their livelihood depends on the ability to, you know, raise tuition to tell people that tuition needs to go up.
University of Wisconsin used to operate within sort of a state agreement that tuition levels would be kept low. Historically, tuition – within the UW system has been rock bottom within peer universities. If you compare Madison with, for example, with the rest of the Big Ten, you'd find that their tuition is quite low. At some point in time, this began to change, and so the you might say the agreement among the people of Wisconsin that we wanted to have a strong, indeed, one of the best systems of higher learning in the country, and that you have to pay for these sorts of things. Then that began to fray a little bit, and so you have to do something under those circumstances. Students understand this. The president of the UW-Milwaukee student government himself understands sure students would like to have, who would not like to have services not increase in cost and so forth. But the reality is that those sorts of things have to occur if you want to maintain the quality of the system. You have to remember what's at stake here. If you just think about this in dollar terms, and really that's the smallest way to think about it. But nevertheless, those people who go to the university over their lifetime are going to earn on an average of $1 million more than those who only get a high school education. So this is an investment by this generation and the next generation. And if we don't think about it that way, then we end up in situations like we have right now.
What about the idea that the university would eventually have increased flexibility or autonomy or the opportunity to raise tuition in the years to come? This is 2 years out.
You probably have been looking at the newspapers like I do, and of course that has been put on the table that in 2 years we would be a public authority with our right to raise our own tuition. And so somebody points out, well, if you get a $300 million cut now, you're going to have to raise tuition a lot after that. What's the immediate response? We've heard it from the legislator. We've heard it from the governor. Well, I'm not so sure we should actually let them just raise tuition as they like. We would have to have controls on it. So this so-called autonomous public authority begins to lose autonomy. And so it's unclear actually what would happen. But the issue about that is that what you're doing now is you're cutting to the core of the university, whether it's UW-Milwaukee or whether it's Madison or whether it's these other institutions and so forth. Once you cut, it takes a long time to rebuild that. It isn't as if just 2 years later you add some money back and all of a sudden you're restored. It takes years, decades to build a strong university as we've done it at UW-Milwaukee. And this can come apart very easily once you lose that ability. I'd have to say one more thing about this, and that is that the public authority notion that you would convert the UW system to a public authority is not only about sort of these abstract notions of autonomy and efficiency, which, by the way, is pretty vague at this point, but it goes to things like how we govern ourselves within within the university and the UW system and so forth. Right now, we are very pleased to have a shared governance system where administrators and faculty work together. We're also pleased to have tenure, which is an extremely important aspect of having strong research universities. Both of those things actually have been crossed out of the operating document of the University of Wisconsin system, and it would be up to the public authority to decide should they be put back in. Nobody knows whether they would be. There are a lot of statements which are easy to make right now to say, oh, sure, we're just going to carry this over. But actually, faculty are quite skeptical of what's going to happen.
Could you give us maybe some examples, either you know within the work that you do or others within UW-Milwaukee, the kinds of research work, the impact that these cuts might have on projects that are already underway?
Well, I would say if you talk to my colleagues in the chemistry department, what is the worst problem that we have faced actually for a long, long time, and it will just get worse, is the fact that we cannot pay our graduate teaching assistants a competitive stipend to come to UW-Milwaukee. What that means is that we cannot compete for the best students to come here to be part of research projects, number one. We cannot compete for the best students to be teachers because, after all, these teaching assistants are assisting faculty in teaching various courses to students who come here. Right now, the TA stipends, teaching assistant stipends, are at least 25% out of the range of even being competitive. So we just see this getting worse, and we don't see a way out of that. That's not something that we can solve by working harder. That's part of a budget issue. So that's certainly one of the big things that comes into play. I'll tell you another big one in the chemistry department, and that is our building's falling apart. Now, we really didn't realize how badly it was falling apart. But all of a sudden, various inspections showed that actually it's in pretty bad shape, to the extent that some facing structures had to be replaced because they were so poorly attached to the building. And all of a sudden, the chemistry department sees itself at the top of the list of new building projects for UW-Milwaukee. We have no clue in a public authority how that would be paid for, to be honest. There just is no concrete detail about how a public authority would work budgetarily. So this notion of just converting us and everything will work out fine leaves people who are trying to do their best within within the university for both teaching and research in a position of great uncertainty.
There have been some who have said that in the absence of state dollars, more could be done through private fundraising or efforts to secure more grant dollars, either federal or otherwise. Is there some truth to that? Do you see any ability to make up some of the difference through fundraising efforts?
I know people say this, but let's understand, state dollars are not particularly base budget dollars, what we call base budget dollars, come every year. So once it's in your budget, you have that coming every year, except for, of course, when they're cut. If you're fundraising, that's one time. So, for example, I have a pre-college education grant right now, which is up for renewal. That grant has a yearly budget of $250,000 a year. Okay, that goes for 5 years. And during that period of time, I'm going to get $250,000 every year. Well, we're not sure it's going to get refunded, so we're trying to hedge our bets, and we're looking at private foundations. And you take a look at private foundations, well, they might give you $250,000 for a winning proposal. That's for 1 year. All right. Now, the next year, we have to go back to a foundation, compete again, and see whether we can get that sort of funding. It's really very difficult to fill in dollars from the state with these sorts of things. That being said, obviously, if you're in the sciences and engineering and so forth, one of your responsibilities really is to bring in extramural funding. So, for example, I know I might be a little bit of an outlier here, but I probably rank number one at UW-Milwaukee, and I brought in more than $30 million over the time I've been at UW-Milwaukee. And that's just my responsibility. And all of us who are in the chemistry department, for example, are continually sending out proposals. And we have a very high percentage of our faculty in the chemistry department who do have grant money. The issue at UW-Milwaukee is that we're so small. So if you take a look at the faculty, probably only 150 of the 700 or so faculty that we have actually are in a position to compete for substantial extramural funding. That's just a very small number of people. And it's really a reflection of the fact that the number of faculty we have per student is among the smallest in the country among research universities. Why is it small? Because UW-Milwaukee has not been funded like a research university over the years. We have, in a way, built a remarkably strong program with sweat equity. But now you want to say, okay, I'm going to add another $40 million in cuts to all of this. You have to remember that's coming out of state dollars. State dollars go to pay salaries. So you're simply undercutting both the faculty base for teaching, but also the faculty base for doing research and for garnering extramural funding. The numbers just unfortunately inevitably crunch toward that way. If you want to have a major research operation and so on, there has to be an investment in faculty who can do this sort of thing.
Given what's going on between those who would fund the university or reduce its budget in this case and the university itself, if you were talking to either a sharp high school student or an undergraduate who is considering doing their graduate work, would you encourage them still to come to UWM?
Now, that's an unfair question, right? The fact is that UW-Milwaukee, and I've been here a long time, and honestly, I know lots of people around the campus, and I can tell you we have really a stellar faculty. I'm a distinguished professor. I see the letters that are being written for people that are being brought up for distinguished professor, and I'm blown away. Letters come back saying this is the best person in his or her field. I look at somebody in our own department who's coming up for tenure, like this past year, Kristen Murphy, who runs our general chemistry program. She's described as one of the best young chemical education researchers in the country. That's in 20 letters that we got back, and over again, that's what we saw. People have a great deal of loyalty for one reason or another to being in Milwaukee, to being at the university, and to want to see it succeed. That's why there is so much concern, and there's a good deal of frustration and actually anger about what's going on here, because basically this is all being done without a plan. Nobody knows what's going to happen with $300 million in cuts. There is no plan. There is no budget for a public authority that says this will work. People think that somehow we will live off the sales tax, which a lot of people have pointed out is a very uncertain tax for funding in the future. So, you know, there are a lot of issues there. That being said, students who come and who work with me and who work with other people that I know get very good educations. They get opportunities to do undergraduate research. If they're graduate students, they end up getting jobs, or they end up going on to postdoc positions. One of my students, just a stellar student, Drew Nowakowski, is now at Northwestern University. We're working with one of the top people in the world in the field that he's interested in. And I have no doubt that he will end up in a very good academic position when this is over for him at Northwestern. That sort of thing is there because we're all willing to work for it. So I'd say students should still come. But I would say to the students, this is your fight, really. Do you want a university that is the highest quality that it can be and offer you as much as it can for your future? And if you do, then you're going to have to be part of the discussion about does it make sense what we're doing in this budget.
David Petering, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
David Petering is University Distinguished Professor of Chemistry and Biochemistry at UW-Milwaukee. You can find all of our coverage of the debate over Governor Walker's biennial budget at WUWM.com. A break now, and then we'll speak with the two stars of a Milwaukee Chamber Theater production that's set in South Africa, but we'll have people thinking about race everywhere. This is Lake Effect from WUWM. Thank you.